Oh, it's about that time again. My name is Alfonso Hinton. Welcome to my podcast, Hope Inspires Faith. Today, I just want to talk about this, I guess, something that's going on all over the world, the turmoil, the confusion, the hatred, the killing, the stealing, the robbing, and the mindset that people say, what's going on in this world? This world has changed so much. But then think about exactly what that statement means. This world has changed so much. But actually, the world is the same. What has changed is the mindset of the people living in the world. You know, so many people say, this city, I tell you, this city is so bad. Is it the city that's bad, or is it the people in the city? What can we do to change the mindset of all this stuff that's going on? Killing, stealing, robbing, bitterness, hatred. Families against families, sisters against brothers, brothers against sisters, mothers against fathers. It almost speaks about that in the Bible, that in times to come, it was going to be like this. So to faith believers, it's not a surprise. But then what can we do to change the mindset, the concept? I believe each individual has a choice. So many people, I ain't going to say of us, but so many people are drawn to whatever the next person is doing. Nobody has their own identity anymore. A lot of people are persuaded to do what that next person does. Peer pressure, wanting to be part of the crowd, just wanting to be a part of something, it draws you into something that's not good. So is it the world? No. Is it the state? No. Is it the city? No. Is it the country? No. It's the people making the decisions in the country. Nobody can make me do anything I don't want to do. So if I'm doing something to cause harm, cause pain, that's my choice. Killing, people killing, that's not the neighborhood, it's the person in the neighborhood. When somebody shoots another person, that's not the family, that's not the city, that is the person doing that act. So what can we do? You know, a lot of people believe that praying is the answer, but you know, you got to be able to pray a sincere prayer. You got to be able to know what to pray for. The actions of people is what make the things to go bad in a city. The attitudes of people is what make things go bad. So what can you do? We're all accountable for our own actions. We do what we want to do within ourselves. If I want to be evil, it's a choice. If you want to be evil, it's a choice. Nobody makes you an evil person. You choose to be an evil person. So what can we do to change the world, the country, the neighborhoods? We be accountable within ourselves. If I change my mindset and want to have peace, then there will be peace coming from me. So then the next person I run into, if their mindset is the same. So many people out for self-gain, so many people out to get ahead. Nobody cares for the next person anymore. I remember growing up, everybody was for everybody. In the neighborhoods, if you didn't have this, that family had it, they gave. If you were short this and that family had it, they gave. Even up to light bread, cups of sugar, eggs. And you get 3 eggs I can borrow? Sure I do. And it was sin, but that was a different culture. The people were different. Now the areas are still the same areas. The cities are still the same cities, but the mindset of the people living there has changed. And that's the difference. So once again, what can we do to change it? It's universal. Each individual can change their own atmosphere. So if you start thinking positive, then maybe the next person you run into thinking positive, then we can begin to change. But that's not the case. If there's somebody in my life that's being negative and going in the wrong direction, it's up to me to talk to them and see can I reach them. But we get in our comfort zone just because it's not in our house. We choose not to even entertain it. We choose not to address it. You know, we say, okay, it don't affect me. It don't bother me. It don't matter. It's not my child. But then what about the mindset? People say that the world need to change. The world changes one person at a time, one mindset at a time. Now, will everybody change? Absolutely not. Would everybody do right? Absolutely not. But you do what's right within you. You have the power to change your mindset. You know, you can encourage and be an influence on somebody else, change their mindset, but you can't change them. But you can be an example. So there's one thing we have to do to make our neighborhoods, our homes, our families different. Even churches. A lot of people talk about church. Well, that church is so bad. That church is so bad. This church is after this. This church is after your money. This church this. This church that. It's not the church. It's the people within the church that make the church different. If you go to a church and you're not satisfied and those things are going on, why stay there and talk about it when you can change? There are some good churches somewhere, but it's still the people within the church that make the difference. The church is the name, the building, but what governs what goes on inside the church is people. Some churches have people in it that are good. Some churches have people in it that are bad. But you don't have to choose to go to a bad church. Once again, that's your choice. Nobody can demand that you go to a bad church. Now, parents have the responsibility to make sure their children are going to a good church and they're being taught to live right, to live good, to love, to forgive. That's a parent's responsibility. Now, when that child is of age and they have the opportunity, if they're not satisfied with what's going on, then they have to change the place they're going. But once again, it's not church, it's the people in the church. How can we change that? Each person in there needs to examine themselves, look in the mirror. We're so quick to blame other people for the things we go through. We're quick to talk about the things other people go through, the wrong that other people do. But what about what's wrong in your life? Do you tell people what you're doing wrong, or do you keep it swept under the rug and try to hide it? But you're quick to call out my faults, but then you can't see your faults. Look in the mirror and see what you see. Think about your life. Think about what you do. Think about your thoughts. Are all your thoughts always positive? Absolutely not. We all go through some things, but that's why we ask God to forgive us when we do go in a different direction. But no, people in the church, even in families, people label you sometimes by your family. Oh, that family ain't no good because that boy on drugs. It's not the family on drugs. It's a son or daughter or mother or father that's on drugs. So is the whole family bad because one person in the family is doing something wrong? Absolutely not. But we will label the whole family because of that's the we got to get out of. That's what we have to change. Everybody in this world is an individual responsible for their own actions. So once you come to the realization that you need to change and do better, that's what you do. We often heard it takes a village to raise a child. That means everybody with good, positive influence can contribute to raising a child. Every person within a family has the ability to impart something positive to make the family peaceful. Everybody in the families can impart in their neighborhoods to present something positive to help influence their neighborhood. Then the states, then the world. But you have to know what's inside of you. You have to look at yourself and see what you can do better. There's so many self-righteous people in the world that they only know about what they do, but criticize what somebody else do. Self-righteousness is no good. Every person got good and bad. Every person have done wrong. There's nobody walking on this earth right now that has never done anything wrong, but we're quick to judge somebody else that has done something wrong. How can we change it? Stop being judgmental. People say, well, I'm not judging. It's because I see, but that don't mean you have to go and have a conversation, a big conversation talking about what somebody else did. If you're not doing something to help the situation or encourage the situation, then I always say, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say anything. Talk about yourself. This world that we live in is got wickedness everywhere you go. The Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. There's always in some place somebody that's evil, somebody that do wrong, somebody got bitterness, somebody got hatred in everything, in every area. Every one of them. That's why the Bible says the wheat and the tare are going to go together. That means if you got some corn and then the weeds out there are going to grow, sooner or later the corn is going to show and then the weed is going to show and you'll be able to pluck the weeds out and you got the corn. But then it's going to always be there. There's always going to be good people, always going to be bad people. It's all about your choice and your mindset. So what can we do to change the world? Change the world one person at a time. And it starts with you. If you change, I change. That's two. If the next person changes, and it forms a chain all across. And we got people all over the world trying to change. I'm a member of Living Waters Ministry in Midway, Georgia, and we have a prayer line. And our prayer line has positive people up there that comes and encourage each other every day to know that we can be great. Every day that help us to know that things happen, but then if you have faith to believe that it can change, it can change. And on our prayer line, we have a morning glory and a noonday prayer. And we have people in the city where Midway, Georgia, where the church is, Hinesville, Georgia, but we have people all over the United States, all over the world connected to this Living Waters prayer line that come on just to be encouraged. So many people think that they're alone. So many people think it only happens to them. So many people think they're picked out in this world and they'll never, ever, ever have any peace or success or happiness. But I guarantee you on this prayer line, we come on and we realize that we all go through things, but it's not what you go through that matter. It's the mindset of what you go through. That's how it matters. If you go through and you're struggling and you go through mad, grumpy, angry, how can you change your mindset? Or how can you think to come up with a better situation and you're letting it beat you down? So you have to know that you're not the only one. If I went through it, then God can get you through it. If they went through it, that means he can get you through it. I mean, what can you do? You know, you can say, hey, I'm going through this and I can't figure it out. And what did you do? And they'll say, you know, I prayed and asked God to give me understanding of the situation and give me a better resource to be able to come through this. One example is finances. So many people struggling finances all over the world. Can't figure out why all their money is gone. But then you see somebody that was struggling with you, but then they've come out of it and are not struggling anymore. And you're on the same job. I would say the same type bills, the same thing, but what are they doing different to help them get out? And I'm still struggling. So what you should do, can I talk to you for a minute? I just want to know, you know, if it's not too personal, can you tell me what you did to get out of the situation? Because I'm still struggling after all these years and I see that you have come out of what you was going through. So can you please help me? And more than likely, if you're on the Living Waters Ministry prayer line, they'll tell you what I prayed and asked God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to govern my finances, my resources. And then if you're a Bible believer, you know, the Bible says give God 10% of your increase. And they'll tell you, I give my tithes and I give offering, and it doesn't even affect the rest of the income that I have because it's blessed. And they'll tell you, I mean, if everything that you've done haven't worked and somebody give you sound doctrine, sound advice, well, are you willing to try it? So things can change. People can change. I'm a firm believer. I don't count anybody out. I don't care how long you've been this way or that way. I believe in the right situation with the right advice, with the right encouragement. I believe that a situation can change instantaneously if you get connected to the right person, if they open their mind and their heart to receive what you got to say. So how do we change the world? How do we change the states? How do we change the cities? How do we change the towns? How do we change the neighborhoods? How do we change the families? One person at a time. Focus on doing the right thing. One person at a time. Dedicated to encouraging everybody they connected to be great. So a quick prayer before I get off. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity just to expound, just to tell people that it can be a change. Lord, thank you for the mindset that the world don't have to be the way it is if the people in the world that's living, that's governing, will change their mindset. Lord, send your anointing all over the world, United States, other countries. Touch the people's hearts to love, to forgive, so the world can change. We talk about killing. We talk about stealing. We talk about lives matter. But lives have to matter with the people that's taking their lives before it can stop. So Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for renewing our minds. Lord, we love you. Give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hope inspires faith. Until next time, I hope I've said something to encourage you. I hope I said something to inspire you. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Share with anybody that need a different mentality, a different mindset. I mean, how do we reach people? One person at a time. How do you get your voice out there? One person at a time. We should start encouraging people to be great. If you encourage one person and they encourage one person, sooner or later we have a change reaction. Thank you for your time. Hope inspires faith. This is Alfonso Hinton. Until next time.